What do you mean you think you... I watched you press the button. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Last Call Garage. The last episode. I don't fucking know what episode it is.
This is the episode from the last time you heard us.
Just so you guys have an idea, it is currently March 1st.
April Fools.
Hell yeah. The last time we recorded was the Las Vegas GP, which was November 27th, something like that.
Wayne had just turned 12.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
So this is season 7, episode 3.
Hell yeah. Season 7, episode 3. That's 10, dude. 7 plus 3 is 10.
Yep.
Or 21.
21.
Anyway. Dude, I have the same fucking air purifier. All right, anyway. I'm Samir.
I'm Arvind.
I'm Wayne.
I'm Aaron.
Has that air purifier been there the whole time?
Yeah.
I did not notice. Was it on the whole time, too? Get the fuck out of here. That's crazy.
They're hella crisp in here.
How do you like it? It's good? I feel like mine doesn't really pick up as much bad hair as I thought it was going to.
Change your filter, right?
I did. Yeah. I change it like every month and a half or so. Because I don't... Do you use the app for it?
There's an app?
I don't know if you have the smart home version.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. So mine has an app, so I can turn it on and off from my phone, and I can set cycles. So it turns on at 10 p.m., it turns off at 6 a.m., and I have the screen off at all times.
Huh.
So it just kicks on randomly.
Nice.
Yeah. It's fucking old.
I'm still living with, like, without an air purifier, you know? I'm doing good.
Ah, actually, that's something I want to talk about.
Living in that dirty air.
We can get to it, but just our changing views of the cars we like.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Well, let's do introductions and what we've been up to.
Introductions. What's everyone been up to? Who wants to go first? Who has the most exciting life? Wayne?
Wayne?
What have we been doing for the past quarter?
Life has been pretty boring. Nothing has really changed. I have the same car. Insurance went up.
No trees?
No, there's no more trees around me. Insurance went up, so that's fun.
Like how like is it from the accident? The tree falling?
No.
Why'd it go up? Did you get a DUI?
California.
No, just California. AAA and raised it. Raised everyone's insurance.
Did my insurance go up? Not knowing.
Probably.
You have AAA?
Mm-mm.
What do you have?
Progressive.
Oh, yeah, Progressive. I don't think it will go that way.
Look at you guys and your car insurance. Stop flaunting it.
Do you have to have a certain type of insurance? Like an SRI or some shit like that?
I do need an SR22, but...
SR22. SRI is short ram intake, my bad.
But Geico dropped my policy. That's what's changed since the last time. I don't have it.
Oh, so we're just done with Wayne? We're just moving on to you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Wayne. You
fucking
can continue.
Asshole.
You do know that Geico also left California, right?
What?
I did not know that.
Yep.
They pulled their troops out?
Yeah, so right when California raised rates for all the insurance companies, Geico was like, yeet.
And damn.
Fuck those guys.
My parents had Geico. I wonder what they have now.
No. Well, you can still get it.
No.
You can still get insurance through Geico. You just won't be able to go to like an office.
I see. Okay.
So there's no satellite offices in California.
Have you guys ever been to an insurance office?
Yeah. I don't believe in
AAA.
Oh, yeah. That's fair. I thought about getting Farmers because I knew a dude that was at a local Farmers office.
Farmers is from what I hear.
Yeah, I ended up just not ever talking to him again.
Is it because he worked at Farmers?
It's not because of that, but... He also became a streamer at a certain point, and then I found his old Mark II, and so I jumped on his stream and started talking to him about it, and then I never watched his stream ever again.
Damn, the old Mark II dipping dap.
What are you looking at, Wayne?
Reading a text message.
Oh, from his life.
You want popcorn to someone else?
Yes, Arvind. Since he so wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, well, I guess. Let's see. I almost broke my finger.
How?
With the fucking hand mixer, the electric powered hand beaters. I was attempting to make whipped cream with this girl that I was, I guess, seeing.
I was wondering when he was going to mention that.
Yeah. And then I was trying to make the implement stick inside the hand part, you know, the electrical part. And I accidentally turned it on. with my finger inside the tines of the thing. And it just like bent my finger in a very bad way.
Is there a way to bend it in a good way?
Yeah, like that.
But it was just like down and like this. You can still see my finger is not fine.
Why did you just flip me off?
Because you can see.
So like it was in the tines, right?
Yeah.
If you thought quick on your feet, you just spin your hand. Spin with the tines.
I did do that.
Quick on your feet for a hand injury.
I did that, and then it just got, thankfully it was going this way, so it bent my finger this way and not the other way. But yeah, I ended up passing out in her kitchen.
You mechanically had your finger bent?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I passed out in her
kitchen. Is that why she broke up with you?
I don't think we were ever really dating, but yeah, that might be the reason why.
Did you go on dates with her?
I sure.
Sounds like you were dating, dude.
Oh, nice. And she did say she wouldn't want to date, so I guess maybe that's... but yeah, that's neither here nor there.
She's too bohemian for those labels, bro. Fuck that girl anyway.
Yeah, she said she was Lebanese, so I don't think she liked men.
It checks out why she liked you now. It's the hair.
It's, yeah. What else? Oh, yeah, I'm still driving this Lotus.
I had to make sure that was the right one still.
Rim shot. I want to go to that topic that Aaron was talking about. Like, my taste in cars has definitely changed.
Okay, cool. Just fuck the rest of us then.
Yeah. Okay, I want to popcorn into Aaron.
Cool. Thank you.
What was that noise?
No, I found that funny. You called me and then you're surprised I said, hey, thank you. I went to Mexico. This is my grandpa, who's like turning 90. But like next month, our town celebrating. It's this huge like party every week, the beginning of the year. And then my cousin got married. No, it's not that. So it was like three birds, one stone. But it was cool because now my wife gets to know like everyone that lives there, like my mom's side. And my, you know, she gets to meet my grandpa too. And that's it. Pretty.
How old is Kyle?
He's turning 90 next month.
Wild.
Good and for him. He's a sprightly young fella.
Sprightly?
Yeah.
More of a 7-Up kind of guy.
I don't know if that's the word.
I'm more of a
spry.
No, spry is the gum I have over there.
No, spry is definitely the right word.
Okay, so he's okay. Never mind. And that's pretty much it. Oh, I don't know if I mentioned how I sold my car from the last time I was on a podcast.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't think so.
I sold my car in November.
Rip.
And, the wagon, right?
No, the Bolt.
Oh, no. I don't think we did.
What wagon?
This Jetta? Yeah. Bro, that was like 6 years ago.
Whatever happened to that Jetta? Quick sidebar.
Oh. Owner picked it up and it never came back.
Interesting.
They never fixed it either. I don't know.
Yeah.
It got towed away and then never saw it again.
If you have the VIN, I can run Carfax.
I do have the VIN.
Cool.
I'll text you right now.
Do you think it's like your last Volkswagen?
I know. In a junkyard? What the fuck's going on? Like all the cars that I sell end up dying pretty quickly and like merciless deaths.
I don't know how I found pictures of your old Mark III. That was kind of weird. I found it in Google Images, too.
What were you Googling?
I was looking for his car.
Maybe that's why.
And I knew it was his because I saw the bullet hole in it. This has to be Aaron. This is the only blue Mark III Golf with a bullet hole in it.
Why did this car have a bullet hole?
Someone shot it at Bayfair.
Nice.
Not 5 minutes.
It ricocheted, yeah, off a curb. The cops didn't allow me. It was part of the investigation. Like, it was, what was it called? Like the grid?
Yeah, crime scene, whatever.
It was part of crime scene. But they never told me that I got shot until my brother told me. It's like, hey, there's a bullet hole in your... It's like, what the fuck? Yeah, so I sold the Bolt, and then...
Did it end up in the junkyard?
No, it's still on Carvana. Pretty much broke even there. But I had Wayne's water bottle that he had left from a podcast we recorded here in August of last year.
Is it that water bottle that you just gave him?
Yeah, and he never... And then I told him about it in November when I sold the car. I was like, hey, I think I found your water bottle. I didn't know it was there. And he said, oh, so that's where it's at. And then he made no effort to pick it up. It's like, okay, great. Should I keep it or do you want it, Wade? Like FedEx? Anyway, so now it is March and
he has his water bottle back.
He has his water bottle back.
Bro, you should have held on to that thing until August.
Make it a year?
Yeah.
Damn. That's crazy.
Wayne, I have a question. How did you feel about your water bottle missing?
I bought a new one.
How quick did you switch to a new one?
Probably a couple months afterwards.
Man, a couple months. Yeah. He's got some loyalty. He was waiting for that missing persons case to come through.
Yeah, he was.
I couldn't find it. I looked through my car.
You know, statistically, after the first 48.
Hey, but this is one of those rare instances. She did come back.
Yeah. And it's always with someone that you know, too.
What's weird is that the text I got from the time we recorded, he realized he had lost his water bottle here. And he texted me as soon as he got home that he left it here.
Yeah, I did. I forgot about it.
Yeah, he forgot about it.
Jesus, Wayne.
That sounds like something I would do.
Yeah.
I see why we're friends.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's pretty much me. Yeah.
Aaron has ADHD. People with ADHD tend to hang out with other people with ADHD.
It's contagious.
I've always had a lot of friends with ADHD. I think I have ADHD.
Oh, that's you, Sammy.
What's happened? I blew the turbo on the Passat.
Jesus.
I fixed it. Or I had Greg fix it.
Thanks, Greg.
I finally took out the front sway bar that wasn't connected to anything because the subframe was out. So might as well. And then I'm now contemplating putting it back on. Sure. I did my first track day in the Volvo. That is now knocking.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I fixed the GTI. That has no problem. It still doesn't have a sunroof, though.
You don't need those.
And then the squareback is now at the San Jose shop, and Jamil is helping me fix it. Like, we're kind of splitting the cost of everything. So that'll get done, and it's there to get all the floors welded in and everything. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, I'm in the market for another Mark II. If you guys ever come across one, just parked on the side of the road for cheap.
I sent you that Mark III Harlequin.
Yeah, I want a Mark II.
I know a guy selling an F80 M3.
Yeah, I want a Mark II.
Okay.
I'll take a June Shine. And then, yeah, because I think I'm going to finally trash my, or junk my shell. Get a new one. Because I was driving it the other day after I fixed it, and I was like, this thing's such a fucking pain in the ass to drive. It's, you know, I'm almost 30. I can't be driving a stripped out car with gross ass suspension.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, I can. I don't want to, but yeah.
The color of that beverage is disgusting.
Yeah, I don't think I wanted to pour this in the fucking thing anymore. Aaron's the one that has the vent.
No, I have it.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah. So, Aaron, when did you sell your car? Was it 2019?
I feel like we looked this up because I distinctly remember Aaron saying mileage inconsistency. Is there a mileage inconsistency on there?
No.
Damn. Never mind. Maybe it was a dream.
Dreaming about putting.
You sold it in 21.
In case you're wondering what a June shine looks like, it looks like that.
Or 21. 21.
It looks like fucking liquid cement.
With the hint of aubergine.
Yeah. So the third owner lives in Fairfield.
Yep.
And somehow got serviced just last 2023 in February. No. Huh. Wait. March.
That's March probably 17. Last year.
Yeah.
It's probably when it went to 034.
No, that's before it went to 034. Because Orlando was in Fremont. And Orlando's been in San Jose for a while now.
This was maintenance inspection completed. After the new owner report.
Yeah, so anyway.
Jetta's still alive, allegedly.
Yeah.
Wait, what happens if you Google the MIN number?
I don't know. I think that's pretty much it for my life. I told you guys that I fractured my foot.
Oh, yeah. You never told us
we
how.
We never talked about it.
Can I hit it?
Yeah, go for it. It's almost fully healed now.
It's healed.
Hitting it on the wrong side. But yeah, I was... I had COVID. So Michelle came back from Japan. This is how long ago it happened. It happened the week after Michelle got home from Japan.
Japan.
So... Michelle landed on the 22nd of September from Japan.
she had COVID. She had COVID in Japan. She flew back with COVID.
In Japan.
And then I picked her up. I had her and her mom wear masks. She sat in the back of the Volvo. I drove with all the windows down. I kept my mask on the entire day. And I, as soon as we got home, I opened all the doors for her. I told her, go to the fucking room. You're not moving a goddamn inch. She got in bed. I closed the door, left. Day later, like, she came back on Thursday. By Saturday, I had COVID.
Japanese COVID.
Yeah. I mean, Japanese COVID apparently weakens your bones. I'm just saying that because I fractured my foot. I was feeling better the following Thursday, but I was still working from home. Actually, it was probably Friday. I was still working from home. And I just finished up doing, no, it was definitely, it was Thursday. I just finished up doing a spreadsheet. So I was like, Michelle had just taken the dog out for a walk. And I was like, I'm feeling pretty good. It's a nice day out. You know, I'll go catch up with them. And I walk out, put my Crocs on, not in sport mode. There's my first mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
well, I had my first mistake was wearing Crocs.
No. I had my phone out and I was looking at her location and I was walking towards her. Her location said she was on the other side of this parking lot. I thought, okay, I'm going to cut through this alleyway into the parking lot to get to the other side of the parking lot where she was. I turned right and I was like, fuck this. I'm cutting the grass because I'm a man on the mission. A mission, not the mission. But and there's about a 2-inch height difference from the cement and
I know that.
Yeah, dude, it's a big fucking gap.
Yeah, it is.
From the cement and the grass.
I needed that.
And I stepped on the edge, my heel hit it, and I rolled my ankle.
Oof.
And I was like, damn, that fucking sucked.
Barrel roll or somersault?
Aileron.
What?
Aileron roll?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a roll.
So, yeah, I rolled my ankle, and I was like, damn, hopped around on 1 foot, waited for my ankle to feel okay. Went to put my foot down, could not put weight on my foot.
Damn.
And I was like, stand there like with just like my tippy toes down balancing. I was like, damn, what do I do? And fucking Michelle walks up from my left, which is the complete opposite direction her phone was telling me she was at. So I had made that turn for no fucking reason. And she was like, what happened? I was like, I rolled my ankle. I can't really put weight on my feet or my foot right now. She was like, okay, and kept walking. And then like I took a step to walk behind her and I stumbled and I was like, Michelle, I can't walk right now. Like, I think I broke something. She was like, no, you didn't. You're fine. And I was like,
you slapped her.
I was like, nah, like, I can't put weight on it. Like, I don't know how I'm going to get home. Because at this point, I'm like almost a half a block away from the house.
Damn.
And she was like, okay, we'll just stay here. I'll go get the car. And like, I'm at least 15 feet from the street. So I'm like, I'm going to have to walk to the car. So I'm just going to try and walk home. So I walked on the inside edge of my foot because I fractured the fifth metatarsal, so my pinky metatarsal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you were rocking paw negative camber. Okay.
So I was walking super negative, like damn near negative 12.
Damn.
Like on the sidewall of the croc.
That's some Japanese camber.
And I got like maybe 5 feet from the door. And like Michelle looked at me and she was like, you're really pale. I was like, yeah, it fucking hurts. I'm like, you got like cold sweats and everything. And then she opens the door for me. And I walk inside. And she was like, go sit down. So I go sit down and put my foot up. And I'm sitting there and everything gets like blurry and I get like real woozy. And I was like, I think we're going to fucking pass out right now. And Michelle looks at me. And she was like, are you dying? Are you okay? I was like, I think I need to go to the hospital. I'm pretty sure I broke something. So we have to wait for like 20 minutes for me to calm down and gain consciousness and be able to move again. And then I hopped in the back of the Volvo and she drove me to...
Were you like laid out in the wall?
I was, yeah. And then
nice.
Fucking Sandy FaceTimed me and he saw me in the back of the Volvo. He was like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to the hospital. He's like, what the fuck happened to you? I was like, oh, I rolled my ankle. And he was like, you're fine. You didn't break anything. You should probably just sprain your wrist or your ankle. And I was like, nah, it fucking hurts, dude. And fucking sure enough, I was in and out of the ER in like 15 minutes, but yeah, I got a fucking fractured foot.
Damn.
Bullshit. I was just walking. What kind of bullshit is that?
I know. Same here.
Gary
needs some milk.
Gary still makes fun of me for it. Fucking bullshit. His fucking dumbass, though, he was not looking while he was trying to take pictures of the outside of the building, and he tripped and he fucking ate shit. And I was like, see, I told you walking's hard.
I
totally forgot to mention that I got COVID too.
COVID too? There's a sequel?
Yeah. It's like COVID 2020. But after 4 years of dodging it, I finally got it.
I'm still pure. Wayne, have you had COVID?
I don't know. Could be. I don't know.
Yeah, I just say no to the germs. I don't get sick.
Mm-hmm. I can't enter without consent. Anyway.
That's true.
It's true.
Wait, Arvin, didn't you go to a wedding in India?
Oh, I went to India. Yeah, that's a whole thing. Damn, it's been that long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to India in December of 2023 for my cousin's wedding. Really fun. I hadn't gone back to the motherland in 10 years. Yeah, let me just say this. India is kind of developed.
Like third world?
No, I'm talking like second, even 1.5. People were out there looking immodest. You know, roads were good. I saw 3 cows in the entire 2 weeks I was there.
Damn.
Yeah. And I asked my auntie, like, hey, where are all the cows at? And she's like, they were attacking people, so they moved them out of the cities.
How about goats?
Didn't see any. I didn't see any goats. I saw a lot of dogs.
How many goats did you
eat? Hello. So me and my dad went to an all-inclusive resort after their wedding.
Oh, hell yeah.
And the food there was amazing. It was set on a lake. And it was beautiful weather. We did a houseboat thing. Dude, the houseboat was amazing. I like houseboats. We should all do one. I had fresh fish curry. I still dream about that.
How does one do a houseboat?
Oh, you rent one, and then you'd like up around the lake. It's really fun.
How?
But yeah, we only had one weird instance in India.
You and your ghost stories, I swear.
It wasn't a ghost story. This is an airport story.
Huh.
So we were in southwest India, flying to the southeast.
West, southwest. South by Southwest. That's in Austin, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And that's also that guy, the movie guy, Alfred Hitchcock.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Yeah. It's not North by Northwest.
No,
I thought it was a Kanye thing.
No, that's
just his child.
Something like that. Anyway.
Yeah, we were in southwest India, right? And we're flying over to the southeast side of India, right?
On Southwest?
No, on JetBlue.
JetBlue's still around?
Indigo. Sorry. Indigo. It's just because they're both blue, right?
I guess.
So we get to the airport, and mind you, there's a fucking cyclone happening in southeast India.
Whoa, hurricane.
Cyclone.
Jews don't like that, right?
No, that's cyclone.
That's why we don't use this word.
What, cyclone B?
Yeah.
We don't use the word cyclone anymore.
Really?
Yeah, it's a tornado.
Okay, a water tornado.
Water tornado.
I don't understand what's happening right now.
Apparently, we can't say the word cyclone.
Yeah, cyclone, you don't use it anymore.
But it's such a good song.
Because cyclone.
What about? I you might want to bleep everything I'm about to say. anyways.
No, we're keeping all in.
Okay, good. Uncut.
Rural.
Like Christian Horner, allegedly.
Damn.
Finish the fucking story.
Oh, yeah. We get to the airport at 7. They said our flight's canceled, but there might be another one at 7 p.m. So we buy tickets for that. And then we go to get inside the airport. They're like, we're not going to let you in until 6 hours before your flight. Because I don't know how, that's just how that airport worked.
Interesting.
So we sat outside for 6 hours.
Damn.
Right? And mind you, the tickets we bought, because our flight was canceled, was to a different city, and me and my dad were going to take a taxi down. And then, we find out the airport opened, so I returned the tickets I bought, and my dad, buys new tickets, or I don't know what he did, but we got the tickets to the city, and that flight was at 9. So we had to spend 2 more hours outside.
Damn.
Yeah. It was miserable. It was hot.
I'm pretty sure your dad bought those tickets. I don't know that there's any other way he'd get those tickets.
So what happened was, he canceled the original flight because, our flight was canceled, right?
Sure.
And he's like, oh, I want a full refund. And so they gave him a refund. And then I bought tickets to a different city. And then we got news that the airport that we were flying to was opened. So we went back to the counter of Indigo and was like, and this is great customer service, by the way. We're like, hey, we just canceled.
Fucking shout out Indigo, dude.
Yeah. We cancel a flight.
Not an ad.
Give me an ad. We asked the ladies at the counters, hey, we just canceled our flight, but we just see that, this is open. Can we get these tickets? Can and they're like, oh, we can't, we can't. And my dad's like, please, we need to get on this flight. And then they like canceled our refund and put the money into the new ticket, and we didn't have to pay any extra money. And it was great. It was like there were three seats left too, and there was just me and my dad. So it worked out really well, and we got to, you know.
It's called Monday laundering.
Monday laundering.
Money laundering.
I don't think that's okay. I mean, okay, sure, money laundering. But yeah, no, thank you, Indigo, for, you know. I still didn't see my grandma, though, so that was sad.
Damn.
Yeah.
SMH, why not? Dude. Fuck you, Indigo.
Oh, no, it's because of that hurricane.
Yeah.
We had to stay an extra day in Southwest India.
The water turned heater.
Yeah. Yep. Zyklon.
No.
B.
C, dude. New variant.
If you can pick your seats on a plane, yeah, where you picking? Front, back, or middle?
I'm probably driving that bitch, dude.
back in the aisle.
Switching lanes out here, you know?
Dude, same. I'm always... I'm like last row or second to last row.
I like access to the bathroom, and that's why I need the aisle seat. Because I'd be pissing.
Well, isn't the back?
I think the shit. I'm like,
yeah, statistically, you're more likely to survive a crash if you're in the back of the plane.
But I'm trying to die.
Dude, I saw Lost. I'd be part of the others.
I took a shit in a plane.
I've shat on many planes.
That seems incredibly hard to do.
It's not.
No?
No, it's cool. I have my little towelettes, little wet ones, you know? Oh, actually, no, it was Cottonelle.
Oh, yeah, I flew Singapore Airlines. Really good.
Are you allowed to fly with nail cutters?
I think you are.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm gonna switch it up with TSA.
What's the statute of limitations on that? Because I definitely flew with nail cutters in my backpack.
Wait, no, you are. Yeah.
It was in my backpack.
Yep, you are.
Okay.
I had my whole like nail and whatever.
Yes, they are.
Beard.
Yeah. Yes, they are. What?
They're allowed.
Yep. Okay. Cool. Because when I was at SEMA, some like Chinese woman gave me a nail cutter. And it was like one of their souvenir things that they had on there. She's handed it to me with their business card. Put it in my backpack and completely forgot about it until I got home.
How did your nails look that day?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. I bite them pretty often.
Disgusting.
Why, this is really, if it's too stupid, I mean, why is there a guideline for TSA liquid? Like a limit to that?
Because, I don't know, explosives.
Okay, so you would need a liquid to make an explosive is the assumption, right?
Yeah.
So then why can't you buy alcohol on duty free?
Why can't you buy alcohol?
He's onto something. You can buy alcohol on duty free.
But that alcohol has been checked.
Yeah, but you can still make an explosive out of alcohol.
I don't think you're allowed to hold the bottle during the flight.
Yeah, you are. It's in your carry-on. You buy it after security.
They give you a bag.
Yeah. I don't think you're allowed to open it.
What do you mean you can't open it? No, but I bought a water bottle and brought it onto the plane.
That's different. Water bottles are water bottles.
Yeah, but it's still liquid.
Yeah.
So why can't you bring my own water?
Because you could put things in the water bottle that are explosive, like gasoline.
Like alcohol.
That, yeah.
That's what I don't get. I literally brought four bottles of tequila back. I was like, how the fuck?
What's stopping me from making a Molotov cocktail right now?
I'm saying.
I think U.S. Marshals.
Damn it, now I'm on the fucking list. Thank you, Sammy. We'll be right next to each other next time. We'll be searched by the time we get back to Hawaii.
Sammy is on the list, just not this one.
100% on a list.
No, Sammy walked through TSA. I was the one that got checked.
That was the one time.
Oh, you got stopped with your sunscreen.
Yeah.
I remember that.
No, leaving California, I got stopped.
Did you? We didn't leave together. We met at the airport.
Yeah. I got stopped. And then coming... No. Going into Hawaii, I got stopped. And then coming back, I got stopped again.
Coming. You got stopped going into Hawaii? You don't go through security. It's domestic.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
I don't remember that.
That, you know, the big line you get?
That's because you just walk through without an issue.
You definitely get into Hawaii.
Oh, that's right. No, yeah.
That's why you guys had to wait for me.
Yeah.
That's right.
So here's the thing. So I think they're just trying to get power at any point. Have control over us.
No. Ever since I grew my hair out.
It's all propaganda.
I honestly don't understand this.
No, it's interesting what other parts of the world do for airport security.
Yeah, India's intense. They don't.
Is it?
Yeah, they don't have cops or TSA or anything. They have the legit military there.
Yeah, same thing in Mexico.
Yeah,
you could argue that those are cops of some sort.
I think you're gonna land in Guadalajara, right? When you go to
Guadalajara.
Let me think about that.
How?
I can check.
So when you get to after customs, you line up And to exit the airport, you have to click a button. And it has a 50% chance to have to check all your checked bags.
Nice. You did it twice.
50%? Yeah, it's like either you do it.
It's like heads or tails.
Heads or tails, pretty much.
Deal or no deal.
It's green or red. It's literally what it is. Green
oh, red, I see. I thought you were just saying that, like, never mind.
But it's literally 50%. Yeah. So when we traveled with my folks, like my mom and my brothers, they went on one line. I went with, you know, Jackie on my line. And we didn't get checked. We got a green light, right? Mom being a fucking sly fox, dude. She got a red light, but she was pretending to talk to us. It's like, oh, you just got to click the button. You just got to click the button. But she was supposed to have her bags checked. And all she was doing is just like pretending she was talking to me over the other line. Mm-hmm. And she didn't inspect anything.
Nice.
Your mom knows how to play the game.
She got moves, man.
So much for the military there.
We're flying into PVR.
Oh.
Puerto Vallarta.
Sorry, what'd you say?
So much for the military.
So much for the military.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but those Indian military dudes, they carry their, you know, guns and assault rifles, and they stare at you, and they send all the North Indians to the southern airports and all the South Indians to another northern airport, so you can't communicate with them. But, yeah, it's fun watching people get yelled at.
What kind of guns do they have?
I don't actually know. They were old. But there were still guns.
It was M16s for Mexicans.
Interesting. Yeah, we don't have that sort of technology in India.
AKs?
AKs for cartels.
Nice.
They call them goat's horns.
I guess probably for the clip.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
The mag, I mean, sorry.
Magazine, yeah.
Hey, get it right, dude.
My bad.
Goat's horn?
Krata, krata.
You know, Instagram was giving us a lot of good cartel content for a while.
Did you guys get in on that, or was it just me and Arvin?
I think it was you and Arvin.
Like on Algo, or what?
Yeah. Algo was feeding us heavy. No.
Like hard. Like our chat between
the
two of us.
Oh, was that like on the Explorer, like the search?
No, just click Reels and just going down.
Oh, I don't ever do that shit.
Oh.
I'm hardly on Instagram as it is.
That's true.
I take like, it'll say 4+ messages for a group chat, and then I scroll down, it's like 2 days that I missed. So I'm probably not going to watch Reels.
For a while, Arvin and I's chat was all cartelgram stuff.
So much powdered sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I asked Jamil, too. I was like, hey, are you getting these cartels? He was like, what? And I was like, look. And I pulled up my phone, and I just scrolled like 5 times, and I found a video of it's like a dude like filming them while they're fucking washing coke, and like it's like they're like farming it, and then the plane's flying over. It's like, see, look, I see this all the time. Now it's 9/11 for me. I get 9/11 reels like nothing.
I get 9/11 every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll go up to the shipping guys at work and I'll speed run a 9/11 reel. There you go. It's always the third one. Always.
Jesus. Wait a second.
Okay. Onto the topic I really wanted to get into. It's been a while since San Francisco hosted an auto show. In fact, it's been...
Has it?
Yeah, really? It's been more than 5 years now.
Damn. I guess since COVID started.
Yeah, pretty much. And they keep setting a date for you know, this year or whatever. So Silicon Valley actually hosted one, and it was about 3 weeks ago, I would say, or 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I went with Jackie and... I don't know what the hell that was.
I don't know either, but I hope that you could hear it in the background.
Wayne's showing us some.
Oh yeah, I seen that one. There's Instagram pages that are just daily new angles. It's pretty crazy.
Anyway, so we get into like big cars, like Highlanders, Grand Highlanders, and we're not really impressed with the space. Even though they're big cars, it's not any more roomy than like a large sedan. And it wasn't until we got into the EV9, the Kia EV9. Mm-hmm. That shit's fat.
I like the EV9.
Yeah, those are cool. Anyway, I think the thing I want to get into was like my viewpoint on cars has changed a lot. Like what I think is cool now versus what I did before. Yeah, I just want to talk about that.
I think I agree with you. I used to like the idea of having a sports car. You know, something nimble, something quick. 3 pedals, maybe. But after living with this Lotus for a while, I fucking hate that idea. I don't want it. My back hurts.
Yeah.
I have a weird lump on my lower back because of the clutch.
You're gonna say your balls.
I'm not even
like,
sure.
Dude, that's fucking testicular cancer, bro. I don't know.
I don't even think I have testicles anymore. There's no padding.
Like where'd they go?
They just got flattened down and turned into dust. There's no suspension on that thing. I don't like the idea of having a sports car. It's loud, rattly. I just want to be driven in peace and comfort. I miss my car
so much.
You
want an appliance. Just to be clear, though, you don't exactly have the most luxurious sports car.
No. I don't even think it could be classified as a car.
I don't know that there's a single luxury in there.
It's got three speeds.
It's got windows. Does it have cup holders?
An aftermarket one.
See? Sounds added big. Luxury.
It's got three speeds on the fan.
Does it have AC?
Yes. I've never turned it on, though, because I'm scared it'll destroy the engine.
So not
just an extra supercharger.
Exactly. It's the boost button.
Yeah. No, it's the...
You know power mode in a Prius?
Yeah.
It just turns on the AC.
What the hell is ECT power in Toyotas?
What the fuck is ECT?
Etc. That's what I'm asking.
Etc.
You had that in the RAV4?
Fuck, then I don't know.
No.
Engine control
sports
temperature.
Mode,
ECT?
Yeah, I know what he's talking about, because it's like PUR and ECT.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, PUR and ECT.
The old Toyotas had ECT. It's kind of like
electronically controlled transmission power.
Electroconvulsive therapy.
So it was basically a TCU tune.
It was basically,
yo, no way.
Pressing the ECT power button toggles the ECT, triggering what Toyota calls quote unquote power mode.
But yeah. There's already a power.
I don't know what to tell you, dude. I'm just reading.
So you just turn. So you
no.
Overdrive off and then ECT, and you got like.
There was power and snow. That's what it was. That were the two options in the older cars.
I just had ECT.
Yeah, just ECT.
Well, the Prius says is ECT power.
I'm talking about the 4Runner.
Your 4Runer has?
Wait, you have a 4Runner?
His brother.
His old 4Runner.
98 4Runner.
Is that thing still with you?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It's got like 190,000 miles.
Mm. Wait, so you were talking about you sold your Volt?
Yeah.
Did you buy anything?
The Corolla.
Oh. Hybrid?
No, this right here.
Oh, nice. We have a hybrid for sale.
Your family or the dealer?
Well, so this is my brother's car, and he sold it to me.
Yeah, see?
Oh, what do you drive?
Oh.
What does he drive?
Yeah.
He drives a 2019 Honda Accord's
Ectoplasm.
Sport. Oh, no. Touring hybrid. It's pretty nice, actually.
That's a plush car.
I'm sorry, wait, what?
Eli drives a Accord now?
Oh, right. Okay.
How does it feel that you have a brother on the dark side?
Dark side?
He's celebrating Honda days now.
Yeah, so does Jesse. He has a Honda as well.
Damn, dude. Not the Toyotathon family anymore?
Damn.
What a bunch of bitches.
Well, yeah. Jesse split. He's like... Half Jew, half black, because he says Toyota. He's a 4Runner.
How does he have a Honda?
What's the black part?
I don't know. I don't ask. He has a 2023 Civic Sport Touring.
I see.
Hatch.
Okay.
And he has it in that purple color.
Is that the one with the HDMI exhaust?
I don't know.
You never looked at your brother's poop hole?
Bro. So back to your question about...
I like the EV9.
Cars.
Yeah.
No, the EV9's cool. I like pretty much any EV Kia. They're just fucking nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. Their design language is really hidden right now.
Not sure about the 6, though. I think it's a bit...
Nah, dude. I'm down with all of them.
Ioniq 6? Okay.
Ioniq 6 goes hard.
I hated the way Ioniq 6 looked. I got inside.
You like?
Dude, it's amazing.
Interesting.
And then I saw it in the white color, and I was like, you know what? I can get used to the front. I was sitting, I see it in silver. It just looks so...
I didn't like it in black.
Nah, I fuck with it.
But it's a cool car. Yeah, it's a cool car.
Interesting. I saw a Lucid Sapphire today.
Those are nice.
How can you tell the difference between the Lucid models?
Yeah. Oh, I like that color. The Lucid Sapphire has a tail and a badge that says Sapphire.
It's also blue.
That too.
Interesting. Yeah. I've only seen like two or three Lucids.
I got into a Lucid at the auto show.
Yeah.
They're
was
plush.
It nice? Cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's really nice.
Do you think it's worth the price tag, though?
Yeah.
Dude, you can literally... It's
you can get sloppy.
It's like a lounge. Yeah. I can go like this on the back seat.
Damn.
That's impressive.
Did you,
the trunks on those things are pretty big, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's got a hatch, basically, right?
Kind
like the rear, like well, a lot of it opens.
Yeah, a lot of it, it's like a clamshell almost.
Mm, yeah,
but it's a low loading.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, since I work close to the headquarters, I saw a Gravity.
The fuck is that?
The Lucid SUV.
They have that Lucid SUV now.
Yeah,
it's coming out soon.
That thing looks nice.
Yeah, I'm all like a bigger one.
Yeah, you should look. But what Lucid did you sit in? One with the extended battery pack or the normal battery pack?
I don't think we.
Okay.
Which one it was?
Because I sat in one with the bigger battery pack, and it takes a bit more floor, like leg room, but there's still so much leg room.
This does look nice.
Yeah, dude, that the Gravity is nice.
Damn, it's got that low roof like a Magnum.
Wait, let me see.
Yo, Magnums are cool, dude.
Magnums go hard.
Oh,
but dude, so it looks small in the photograph, but like, it's big.
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty fucking massive. Yeah, fucking Travis asked me today. He was like, would you get a Charger or a Challenger? And I was like, Magnum.
It's our T8 Magnum, dude. Yeah.
Like, dude, V8 wagon, why wouldn't I?
What front end swap are you doing, though?
300C.
Good. Yes, good. That's good. The correct answer.
It's the only
base
answer.
Model.
I know. Yeah. I'll be pointing those things out to Jackie. Like, I'll see an R-Class. And he's like, those are cool, aren't they? He's like, she doesn't like that.
The Mercedes R?
Yeah, the Mercedes yeah. R-Class.
R-Classes go hard.
Or Magnums. Or the other day I saw... a Taurus wagon.
Yo. With the weird window?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I love that era of like American station wagons because it's literally they just put a piece of metal on the back and just made the window look right.
And she liked the Oldsmobile, the wagon. But it has like the wooden veneers on the side.
Oldsmobile wagon with the wooden veneers on the side.
I think it's an Oldsmobile.
Could it be a Buick Roadmaster?
I think, there we go. It's a Buick.
Oh, dude.
Those Roadmasters go hard. Also, hardest name in history. Roadmaster?
I was on 580 and she pointed out, I was like, that's a cute car. I was like, yeah, I would love that.
Yeah. Michelle really wants a C10.
Okay.
Or like a midnight or mid-80s F-150. Just kind of a square body
mm-hmm.
pickup truck.
OBS?
Her, no, that's 90s.
Oh, I didn't know.
She's got like a weird obsession with, not weird, she's got an obsession with Gilmore Girls, which I don't know if you guys have watched Gilmore Girls.
I have seen episodes.
Yeah.
Pretty hard.
Is it Netflix?
Yeah. It's not a good show.
Get the fuck out of here.
Lorelai does not have her life together.
Well, that's the whole point of the show.
I don't like it. And her mom, Lorelai's mom, I don't like her.
Dude, Emily goes hard, dude. In the later seasons, you start to like Emily.
I'll find out.
She's got an attitude.
It's on my list.
Yeah, my sister watches it a lot. Like, she keeps rewatching.
Dude, Gilmore Girls is hard. Also, it's weird. It's kind of like Californication, where it's like weirdly a music show too. So like a lot of good music's in it. But yeah, the guy named Luke in there. He drives an old F-150. Is it F-150? Might be a C10. I don't remember.
Well, but the last boxy F-150.
The F-100?
Yeah, the F-100 probably. Because my grandpa had one of those.
Yeah. So she really wants one of those. But to answer your question, yes, my car taste is changing. Not so much the car itself, but more so just the style of car.
Rectangle.
Like, I still like my like slammed cars and stupid fuck-off loud exhausts and all that. But like... I was saying it when I fixed the Mark II, it's just it's such a pain in the ass to drive. It's rattling all the time. It's fucking loud and droney. Like, I have to wear AirPods to listen to music. It's like, it's not a business. It's not fun anymore.
I'd rather drive a C10 than your Mark II.
Yeah, it's not fun anymore. Like, I get it. It was fun when I used to do it when I was younger and I could drive it all the time. But now it breaks every like 2 weeks and it's fucking a pain in the ass. I can't drive it in the rain. It's like, give me a comfortable car. I'm fucking done.
Yeah,
I got in a rabbit hole. Sammy, you always known that I wanted a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie mentioned that, considering like the recent visit to Mexico and everyone rides in like Vespas and scooters over there, started looking at how much a scooter would cost, and
it's not that expensive.
No, they're
dirt cheap.
They're incredible.
You can finance a Grom.
And there I was looking at like a fucking BMW 1000RR.
That's
you could finance one of those too.
Yeah, and I was like,
that's on the other side of the spectrum.
I
right
know.
There.
And I, was like,
I don't know if
like,
that's a scooter.
And like a Harley's, I was like, am I a Harley guy or am I gonna be a?
You're not a Harley.
My thing's always been naked bikes. I've always like kind of like the 650 range. Nakeds. Because I don't really like road. They look cool, right? Road bikes, but I don't know. Just something about going quick in the city.
Right. You know, I sat on a Royal Enfield. I like the 650. I like
Is that not a gun?
No. That's just the Enfield.
Oh. Yeah, Royal Enfield.
Royal Enfield is an Indian motorcycle company.
They're
it goes
cool.
hard.
They're cool. They're actually really, really aesthetically cool.
I think the only bike that I've known someone to own that like I've seen in person and that I would actually consider buying was Taylor's Triumph Speed Triple. That thing was nice.
That thing will kill you.
Yeah. That was like
I have like faint memories of that.
Yeah. He like drove it off the curb once and dented his headers. I don't know if you remember that. So yeah, Taylor's Speed Triple. I don't know if you were there when he I guess he would have been there when he had it.
I think I've seen it's probably toward the end.
Yeah. I don't know. Those bikes are really cool and they sound really good. But you know who else's bike sounds really good? It's fucking Sandeep's bike. I don't really care for his bike, but it sounds amazing.
What does he have?
Aprilia?
Yeah.
I don't know which model it is, though.
Some anniversary model. I don't remember. Oh. I don't know, but it's got a pit lane speed limiter.
What?
Yeah, it's got
Aprilia's known for like a racing bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem necessary.
No, it's not.
Huh. It's just like
but he has it.
Flex.
Yeah.
I think those have wet clutches too.
Or so it's covered in oil?
It doesn't sound like a Ducati. So
yeah,
it's
Ducati's
not a direct clutch. Yeah. His brother in law has a Ducati, I believe.
I don't like Ducatis.
Yeah, you know, I used to when I was younger. There was that one Ducati that I really liked.
The Panigale?
Nah, I think it was like a 999R or some shit like that. I don't remember.
Like the 998.
The fucking the
full race one.
Yeah. It was like I think was it
the Desmo?
Cost as much like a Honda Civic.
I don't remember. But I remember I used to like that Ducati and then I kind of fell off on bikes and it's not really my cup of tea. Just because honestly it scares me.
Yeah.
I feel like I could definitely hurt myself on a bike.
I think you can if you're stupid.
I mean I am stupid.
That's the issue, is I got most of that itch out of the way.
I want a wagon.
Yeah, I want one of those too.
Wagon?
Yeah, I want a wagon.
Yeah, wagon's cool. The only downside about the wagon that I have is that it's an older generation wagon, so the space and size is not particularly made for humans of our size. Like, it's a really good family car. Like, you can fit kids in the back, no problem. But adults do not fit in the back at all.
Which is weird because it's a Swedish car and those people are tall.
Yeah, but I think if I had the third row, it'd be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least someone could sit in the third row.
That's the thing with, I found getting into a lot of cars in the auto show recently, is that just because it's an SUV or a crossover doesn't make it any bigger on the inside. So,
yeah, but there's some cars you get into where it's just the space is absolutely enormous.
Like the Ioniq 5.
Yeah. And but especially and the EVs, I mean, they don't have any of the drivetrain stuff going through the middle. So it's
that was my point. So when I got to like the Grand Highlander, the Grand Cherokee was in there too.
What about the Grand Wagoneer?
It wasn't there.
Oh.
I like those.
Even the Bronco. It was cramped inside a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. And you get into like the Ioniq 6 and the EV9. And everything was just super ample. Like, there was enough space for... Well, the EV9 has lounge seats.
Oh, really?
So they recline, and then there's a flap on the bottom that like lets you...
That's cool.
Is that the second row?
That's first row.
Oh.
So when you're charging, you know, you're just kind of...
That's cool.
Getting zlonked.
Get some cabeza real quick.
Yeah, I think the only real... exciting thing for me about like newer cars is the amount of luxury that you get, because like if you compare it like past like in the history of cars, like we're at a really crazy point where like a low cost car can get you a lot of luxury. Whereas before, a low-cost car was like bare bones and like nothing.
Yeah.
And only like the super expensive cars were super luxurious.
There's an issue though, because it's like, where's the money going towards, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of the money, I think, is going towards the technology, which is going to be replaced anyway.
Yeah.
Like in 5 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's like a lot of cost cutting in terms of making the car feel more like a car, less like an appliance. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool to have like Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, because it kind of like levels out the competition for everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, for example, the Bolt I had, it was a pretty cheap EV, so you knew that they had to sacrifice somewhere, right? And for that, it was like the charging speeds. Like, it was just a really slow charger. It had a bunch of amenities. Like, I had cooled seats. I had mm-hmm. heated seats in the back for an economy car.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I got rid of it, because I know
better is down the line.
Yeah, it's just, it wasn't going to last. And today, I actually drove back from Pleasant Hill, and I got on Crow Canyon. And I got on the, you know, the twisties and the bends. And it wasn't very fun.
No?
No. Because, I mean, I'm driving a Corolla.
That's fair.
Did you push the ECT button?
There's no ECT button. I had a sport mode, but there was no feeling on the wheel.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right?
It's that electric power steering.
Yeah, but there's some that mimic it, you know, like mm-hmm. some heft or some syrupy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's something you can, because it's electric, I wonder if that's something you can kind of customize a little bit if you just got the right controller, you know? I don't know if anyone's ever looked into that. It's interesting.
Fuck it, dude. Just install a hydraulic steering rack.
Urethral. I mean, ethereal. About an older car.
My Passat has an electric steering rack, too. I didn't know. Because it doesn't feel like, it feels heavy
mm-hmm.
for an electric rack. And it has decent road feel and, like, I don't know.
You can change it, yeah. But, yeah.
It just doesn't, it doesn't feel any different from, like, driving my Volvo, which is just a hydraulic steering, right? So, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I will say that about my Volvo. There's no feeling in the front mm-hmm. until you put it into sport mode.
It mimics it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it gets heavy, but there's still, you don't really feel the wheels.
Some steerings are a little bit of both. So it'll be mechanical, but electronically
assisted?
Yes. That's the word.
Do you guys hear that noise?
Yeah.
Sounds like rain.
Oh, okay.
A little static.
Yeah.
Yeah. But after driving that, then you go back to a hydraulic. It feels so different.
I'm worried, because that's the one thing I do like about the Lotus. There is no power steering. It is you.
And yeah.
Like, that's fun and all, but yeah, I wonder how it's going to be like once I start driving a normal car again.
She's not very good at removing her claws from things.
Bro, let go.
He's like, I can't. I'm not doing anything.
I have to help her out.
Oh, there you go.
She's never like this.
Like what?
Close.
Yeah.
Where's the other one?
Scared, little bitch.
Go ahead. Wasn't he the ballsy one and she was the scared one? Mm-hmm. The turntables.
Yep.
Oh, how the turntables.
How have the tables have turned?
So what do you think the next car you're going to get is? You sell the Corolla? Like what? Like in your ideal world?
I'm going to keep the Corolla.
Yeah, but in your ideal world, what would you replace the Corolla with at this current
level? You know what I really like? Fuck.
It's got to be a family car, because clearly kids are on the way.
My father-in-law already told me that I can have, or he can sell the Explorer he has for cheap. It's
okay.
Like 99
Ooh.
Explorer.
Ford Exploder?
Yeah. And nice. It has like less than 80,000 miles on it.
Damn.
What?
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn, what is
air
it
suspension,
your families and low-mile old SUVs?
So he was a Mazda guy for a long time.
So.
He had, as he calls it, a Protege.
Ooh.
And then he switched up to a Mazda 6.
Okay.
And then he kept buying the same year or same era of Mazda 6. And then when he gets to like 90,000 miles, he would sell it. Get a new Mazda.
Shit.
And then he did that with the new Hyundai Sonatas.
Mm-hmm.
The ones you like.
Yeah.
Right? And so now it's all he has had like 4 Sonatas now. So he doesn't really drive the
Exploder.
Yeah, the Exploder.
Interesting.
But
that's pretty cool.
But it's well kept. You just he just has to replace the airbags for the suspension.
You don't need that, dude. Just weld it up.
Yeah, you could just replace it with a coil spring.
Yeah.
Probably be fine.
And then I just got to see what it needs, you know, after not running for so long.
Probably an alternator.
Damn, so you heard it here first. Aaron's having kids. He's getting an SUV.
I'm probably going to get that one. It's nice.
He's not denying the kids thing.
No. Yeah. I don't know. I need a fucking job first.
That's fair.
one car, speaking of the auto show, the last time was SF. There was a car that as soon as I shut the door, everything just went silent outside.
Mm.
It was an RLX.
Really?
Which they don't make anymore.
Interesting.
And they have a sport hybrid, which is like a V6 hybrid.
And that's just a... Dude, that's a NSX.
Right. I was like, that's probably the best of both worlds, but...
You think it's a J-Series?
Most likely.
Be kind of tight. J35.
Jamie, can you pull that up? Harvard?
Yeah.
The only thing I would change is the infotainment center because it's the dual screen shit. But that's it.
How does that work? Is it... Because I feel like with the newer cars, switching out like a deck is not the same as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like they're making it increasingly harder to do.
There's a lot of like...
Yeah. Like you couldn't even have a breathalyzer put into your car.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's like a lot of housing.
Parts. Like the car literally beat the law.
Well, the issue was there was no wiring diagram available to them. And so that was the big issue. Going back to the RLX, it comes with the 3.5 liter Earth Dreams J35 Y4 V6.
Damn, it is a J35. That's crazy.
Yeah, there's only like, for the spec I want, the Sport Hybrid, there's only a 6.5
liter. Well, that's basically an Odyssey.
Yeah, I was looking at, like, you're going to deliver from fucking Massachusetts. So I was like, I don't know if I want this one. It doesn't have the gray interior.
Was it Carvana?
Dude, just paint
it. CarGurus.
CarGurus, huh?
I just paint the interior gray.
I mean...
Easier said and done.
You take a can of house paint and you just fucking roll it on. You'll be fine.
But yeah, that's kind of like the... Balling on a budget car, I would get.
Interesting.
What about you?
I don't know. Right now, there's nothing that really like jumps out to me.
I like the Rivian Armin S.
I'm not a big fan of Rivians.
No, I take that back. The Ineos Grenadier.
Excuse me?
That thing is hard.
You know what he's talking about?
Y'all about to be put on.
I'm kind of placing all my bets on the ID Buzz right now. I think
you haven't
gone
in though, right?
What?
You haven't gone inside?
No. I'm waiting to... That's pretty hard.
You know I was on the list for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for them to actually be available.
Oh, that's nice. To actually see it out.
Yeah, to kind of suss it out. Because I'm... Oh, wow. So there's a incentive program right now for you to like junk your car. And they give you the money towards an EV.
Hmm.
Cash for clunkers?
And my buddy, Jordan Iguana, he junked his... He parted out his G35 and he junked it.
Rip.
And he got $9,000 towards an EV and he went and got a Model Y.
Disgusting. I don't like him anymore.
Well, he works around the corner from his house, so it's his parents' car. He has a G37 that's pro-charged.
Oh, good, good, good.
But yeah, I'm thinking about doing that with the Passat whenever the ID Buzz comes around. But I'm not sure. I might even do it with the Passat and the GTI. Just fucking...
When is the ID Buzz coming?
It says 2024, but...
That's this year.
There's no...
So that's probably like late then.
Yeah, there's no set date. It's supposed to be a couple inches longer than the European one. So it's a completely different one to the one that's available in Europe.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I don't think the specs are up to like par with a lot of electric vehicles like
the
Ioniq 5, which came out so long ago.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that I really trust Volkswagen with EVs anyways. Because I mean they had the e-Golf for a long time.
That's shit.
Exactly. And now they have the ID4.
That hasn't been getting reviews either.
Exactly. And like they tried to put all their eggs in the fucking EV basket, and then now they're just walking it back.
Well, Electrify America was Volkswagen's investment.
Yeah, and now they're just done. They're like, we're not doing that really anymore. Yeah. And it's just like, I want to support it because it's a nice car.
It's a cool looking car.
Yeah.
Wait, but what's not being supported?
Volkswagen's EV stuff. Like they're not pushing it as hard as they were before.
They're half-assing.
Yeah. Oh. Like they were like 4 years ago, they were like, we're done selling all gas-powered cars. We're going to convert to completely EV.
Well, ID4 leases are like stupid cheap right now.
Yeah, that's an awful car though.
Yeah.
Wait, they sell them in America?
Yeah.
ID4s?
Yeah.
It's a cheaper version.
I haven't seen any.
You have.
It's fucking bullshit. You've seen a lot.
Seen it.
It's that SUV thing.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
It's like the cheaper brother of the Q4.
What's the lease looking like for those?
An ID4?
Yeah.
ID4 lease is like $200-$300.
That's too much money for a
shit. With nothing down?
I think.
Yeah, sign then drive, dude.
Yeah.
Really?
I think like minimal. Yeah, they're like stupid money. It's like almost like half off. They're just like throwing those out.
Yeah. So when the ID Buzz eventually gets to that point, that's when I buy in. Yeah.
So I remember the ID4 when it came out. It was like right after COVID, and you couldn't get one. There's a wait list. I even asked Rowan, right? He's working at Volkswagen.
The interior is very cheap looking.
Yeah, it's terrible. And I would only get the base model for an ID4.
Yeah.
And same thing with the ID Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got inside the ID Buzz last year for the Treasure Island.
Mm-hmm.
Electric thing, and it was, I was so excited for it because I was still on the list for it, and it was awful.
Yeah,
I had an awful experience with it. There's a cool thing where having simple interiors and having tacky interiors are like, wait, let me word that right. It was super tacky and not very functional.
Mm-hmm.
The dashboard is like crazy long. Like you could toss a pen and never see it again.
Oh, just like those Astro vans back in the 90s.
And it's just horrible. And there wasn't a lot of room inside.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
So
it's the size of it versus how much actual room you get.
And so I just felt like it wasn't a promising product. And the specs on it, I'm not looking for a quick car, but it's not a great performing car either.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Because it's either that or I get a Eurovan.
Eurovans are cool.
Eurovans are tight, but I don't know if I want a VR6 in my life. Especially an automatic VR6.
Just find a diesel.
I don't know if they made diesel Eurovans in the US.
Import.
Get the fuck out. That's way more money than it's worth, though.
No. Well, to find a cheaper one and import it.
It is okay if you're really gonna do this whole like trade in your old cars. There are better EVs out there.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't know that I'm going to stick to the ID Buzz, but I do think that I'm gonna get at least some sort of hybrid.
So you got a Crown.
Whether it be get the fuck out of here. Dude, I hate the way those things look, though.
Dude, those things are amazing.
Get a Prius.
It looks so gross. I'm leaning towards a Prius.
But
a lot.
Have you seen the solid color ones?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay. When you see a solid like black or a solid white, it's really nice.
Yeah.
And I went to Toyota and got inside a base model of that. It had the, what you would call a cloth interior. And it was more like a, it wasn't a cloth like a, I don't know how to describe this. It was like an 80s cloth.
Okay.
Like Recaro-esque, almost. Instead of leather. I liked them. I like the Crowns. Except that fucking two-tone shit. That thing's bullshit.
I sat in a Crown. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, the Crown's
roomy
really
in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm definitely in the market for a newer car, though.
Might I suggest...
Because I'm going to be saving money on rent moving. So I have the ability to get rid of the cars I have now for a slightly more expensive,
good,
very much nicer car. But I don't know. I don't know if I'd finance it or lease it. I'm not sure. If it's something like a Crown or like a Prius, I'll lease it, and then I'll, you know, when the lease is up, I'll just chain it into another one, or I'll just call it quits.
But if you get the money for it, you might as well buy something. For
that's the other thing. It depends on the price and like how much I have to put down. So I don't know. We'll see.
I think if you save up like $4,000 and then get like get some money off from both those vehicles, you can get a pretty sizable down payment.
Oh yeah, easy. I mean, if Jordan got $9,000 for his shitty G35, and that thing was a piece of garbage. Granted, the Passat's not amazing, but you know, I think I could get close to that number too. It's $9,000 plus another, I don't know, $5,000. Fucking $14,000 down.
Yeah,
I can get a decent car for that. Not have too high of a monthly. I don't know. Let's see.
If you had to get an electric car right now, what would it be?
Probably a Kia.
A Kia?
Probably.
Like the Niro? Or you want to get a Hyundai, like the Ioniq 6?
I don't know. I'm in between Kia and Hyundai. Because they're the nicest ones.
Yeah.
Wait, Genesis has an EV, right?
Yes, it's S. Okay.
Wait, don't fuck the Genesis.
They're cool. And they're like nice looking cars, but I don't know if they're worth it.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat.
And he was fucking hardcore into Genesis.
I was
a long time.
Before
the band or their car?
Both.
Okay.
No, before when they were still Hyundai Genesis.
Yeah.
And then when it switched up to just Genesis, I don't know, something changed.
Well, you were like hard into like the G70 for a while.
G80.
Right? Was it G80?
Yeah.
I was into the
G70. I was still like a G80.
I want a G90.
Yeah, G90s are cool.
Yeah.
If you're a bitch.
Damn, I can't hear over the sound of me being a Korean mobster. Jesus.
Nah, I just like the G80 because it's like the 5 series, you know, competitor.
A poor man's car, if you will.
I remember looking at the G70 with you.
Yeah.
They wouldn't
Into getting a G70.
Yeah, I went with him to the showroom.
It was nice.
It was too small in the back.
It was very small.
We had that issue. Yeah.
Like, if you don't have legs, it's great. And it came in a manual.
You know what car was the utter disappointment, which it usually is? The Mustang.
Really?
I hate Mustangs.
Which one? The Mach-E?
I like the Dark Horse.
They had a Dark Horse there.
I don't like Ford's interiors at all. Yeah. Ever. I got to liking one was Aaliyah's car, and that's because she got the Recaro seats. But like the rest of it that's actually Ford is terrible. I hate it.
But I like the tax on the new Mustangs. Like the
oh no, I oh. hate that.
You meant the like cluster. Tax, like
the cluster looks cool. It goes going.
No, I think that's so stupid.
You're wrong, and you know it.
I don't know. We're kind of coming back around to digital gauges and stuff, like
the 80s,
popular in the 80s and 90s, and like it's still just as tacky as it was back then. Like it's hard to do it right. Like think about a C4 Corvette.
Hard.
Those gauges were fucking garbage.
Hard.
You get in one today and you look at the gauge and it looks
it's
like a piece of shit.
Essentially like the Buicks and all
hard.
The,
yeah. Yeah. It's like, why? Why did you spend the money on this?
I think it's cool in a Buick, but not in a Corvette. It just
goes hard.
They don't look good.
It goes.
They never work.
I hate the Corvette that has like the half or the square.
Yeah.
tack, and it just goes up almost.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that one. I think it's a C. I think it's a C3. No.
I don't know. The worst tack ever made is the fucking longitudinal ones. The ones that just go straight across.
I like that. That's what I like about the Mustang.
That's so stupid.
You see? I didn't like the Mustang one because it was digital. But on the older cars, they're kind of cool. Well, at least the speedometer.
Yo.
Bro, I want that shit to be round.
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, I want that tack to go and then blink at me when I need to shit.
Get a triangle. Look,
there's only one correct tack, and it's the ones that go opposing. TBR. Like
or like an Aston.
Yeah.
I think Genesis have those.
I don't know. I didn't look at the tachometer because they wouldn't let me turn the car on.
That's kind of, I don't know. I feel like if you're not getting customer service like that, then...
Well, it's also because me and Sammy went after work, and I looked like a fucking ragamuffin.
So they work on commission.
Dude, that was...
And it was COVID.
That was such... Yeah, it was like right at the beginning of COVID when everything was like shut down, so it was...
They didn't want us in there.
Yeah nobody
It was such an awkward experience because we fully went to test drive one, and then we ended up having to just stand there and look at it.
Yeah.
It was terrible. I mean, it was nicer in the front. And but I'm glad I didn't buy it.
Yeah, you're happy with your Volvo. Last time you drove your Volvo?
I moved it out of the garage when I did the bricks on the Lotus.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Nice. How was it for that 5 feet?
Dude, it was honestly less than that. It felt so good, though. Getting in and out of the car is so easy. Yeah. I am wrapping the Volvo, so there's that at least.
What color?
I want to keep it a surprise for you, Wayne.
I can tell you.
Is it pink?
Yeah, it's pink.
Could you imagine driving around? Arvin driving around in a pink car?
I honestly could, though. That's the sad part.
Jesus Christ. Arvin, do you ever regret getting rid of your Focus?
Yes and no. I missed that car because it allowed me to drive stupidly and not get hurt. But it's also a piece of shit car. My back, I think most of my back pain came from that car.
Yeah, I feel like most of my back pain came from my Beetle.
Yeah, just, you know, you need support in life.
Mm-hmm.
And a good seat.
Yeah, good seats are hard to come by.
They really are.
It's kind of crazy. Even the Recaros that I have in the Mark II and for my simulator and stuff, they're shitty seats. They're not good. But it's crazy because they made a similar Recaro. I think it's the LX, which is basically what I have, but slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one with the fishnets.
I see.
Those came in the Turbo FC. In the Turbo 2s.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the comfiest seats I've ever sat in.
Oh, those.
Recaro LXs?
Yeah.
I need to look at this.
The yellow ones? They have nets in them?
There's some that come in with yellow nets, but yeah, they're just, I don't know. Because the LXs look very similar to what I have, but mine are not LXs. I don't
right. know. Are they specialist S's?
I don't know. But they're fucking comfortable. They're so comfy.
I mean, I saw the Marquise Brownlee video on the EV9, and that headrest looks nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The good headrest is hard to come by. And nothing beats, like, the 90s Volvo headrest.
Yes.
With the slots. Nothing beats that.
Oh, yeah, because you get cool.
It's so cool.
Get air circulation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what the EV9, it's got, like, the mesh gel deal. It looks comfortable. Hey, yeah, I'll just ask Aaron, because he was inside of one. Yeah. You know you can get those headrests in your car. You just need a Sawzall.
Wait, what headrests?
Like vented headrests, like Volvos.
I don't want vented headrests. I have a fixed back seat in the Mark II right now.
Yeah, but just you can make.
Oh, speaking of headrests, on the EV9.
Yes, that's exactly what I was talking about.
Literally just talking.
I was
about
like,
that.
I wanted to get your opinion on it because
yeah, the Herman Miller type that clot. That's so sick.
Yeah, it does. It does look like because I was watching Marquise Brownlee, and that's like also what he said.
Marquise. You know, I saw him here, right? I told you guys that.
You saw him,
so I'm at your
in
house?
San Leandro?
In Hayward.
Dude, are you sure?
Yeah, remember the interview when he interviewed?
He did tell us about this. He did.
I was making a left on. He was making a left on Quinton.
And was he just walking?
No, he was on his Tesla.
Oh.
His Tesla, Model S.
Okay.
In Hayward. License plate MKBHD.
Was he walking?
And I saw him near me. Oh, essentially right in front of me.
Are you sure it was him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he lives in New Jersey. Why would he drive his car here?
Because he's interviewing Elon.
Oh,
in Fremont. Getting 880 South.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
My bad.
That's not nice. I was directly behind him.
If you were behind him, you couldn't have seen his face.
No, I saw his car.
Yeah.
And I saw his little mohawk. Little frohawk, if you will.
Maybe.
Because it's a yielding left, he had to turn his head.
Uh huh. Okay. If you say it was him, it was him.
You're not fucking winning this argument.
I don't think I am. You know, that's what I've learned in my age.
Yeah. That's cool. Because I've been following him for like a long time. Not physically. On his YouTube channel. On his YouTube channel.
Okay.
Because he's the reason why I have these headphones back in high school. That was one of his first reviews.
He's been doing this for that long?
He's been doing it for hell long.
Damn.
He was doing it ever since he was like a high schooler.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Or like elementary school. No, junior high, I think.
Let's
just imagining a 5-year-old fucking reviewing cars.
Well, he wasn't. Well, he just recently reviewed cars.
Yeah, he just started reviewing cars.
He's always on tech.
He did the review on the Fisker Ocean, and I had high hopes for
it. Yeah, he said it was the worst car ever.
Yeah.
Oh, we were just talking about that last week.
Shout out to Fixer, bro.
Yeah.
Fixer.
Fisker, yeah.
Man. I was telling Aaliyah about that.
Yeah.
She had no idea of the Fisker Karma. She had no idea.
Did you guys see one? Is that why?
No, we saw the Ocean.
Ocean, yeah.
Yeah, we saw Ocean.
You saw one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Michelle had the exact... I had the exact same conversation with Michelle because she saw a Fisker Ocean. And she was like, what the hell is this? I was like, you never heard of Fisker? They've like made an electric car back...
Kind of an electric car?
Yeah. Called Karma. She was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I was like, okay, well, let me pull up some pictures for you.
Yeah, it was like Leonardo DiCaprio's fucking... He's like an ambassador for them.
Yeah, he was.
He was an ambassador for a lot of stuff.
BYD came to Mexico. BYD?
BYD, okay.
Electric car company. So they're selling BYD in Mexico. They also have MG.
Mm-hmm. Ah, Morris Garages.
And then they have one called like Shebae. It's another Chinese company.
I mean, MG is definitely from England.
It's like C-H-I-B-E-Y.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Wayne, what do you think about them?
The only company I know is BYD.
I bought stock in like 2019 for BYD.
Why do you think I know these companies? Because I'm Asian?
No.
And it's just like, I've been losing that shit. Just money. Like, I'm just like, what? I'm just going to leave it there. It's going to build back up.
Yeah, well, if you don't sell it, you don't lose it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just could claim that too. Claim the losses every year.
It's infinite money hack.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, it is.
That's not how it works.
You've already spent the money. Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of stocks, I tried to buy Lucid stock, but I bought the wrong Lucid stock.
How does that work?
I just typed in...
I don't think they're public yet.
Lucid. Yeah, they are.
Lucid's public, yeah.
Yeah.
Their stock is like barely anything.
It is, but I bought the wrong Lucid stock because the prices were the same, whatever. And so it hit buy, and I bought like 50 shares.
What Lucid stock did you buy?
I bought stock for Lucid Diagnostics, which I think is some sort of cancer research company.
That will probably go up.
And that's the thing. I've been having positive returns from them. So I just keep buying more.
Well, you know, a lot of people probably bought it, and they're like, oh, shit, it's going up.
Yeah. Actually, that's true.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of fucking idiots are investing in Lucid.
Exactly.
That's just a bunch of Arvins.
Is the symbols the same?
It's LCID. Well, Lucid's like LUCD. I probably.
How did you get that wrong?
It looked the same LCID. Yeah, Lucid. Bye.
Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
You played yourself.
I did play myself. Good times.
Well, at least it goes
that
up.
Works out for you in the long run.
I do hope it does, yeah. And you know what? I'm supporting a good cause.
Dude, when they find that fucking cure for cancer, you're making big dollars.
Yes, I am. Well, but then I'd probably lose a job, my own job.
You guys don't only... Well, you might manufacture the medicine. Who knows?
My crypto is growing.
Lucid Group.
Lucid Group?
And the
ticket for it
is LCID. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I bought it, dude. It's been doing great. And this is not financial advice.
Rivian's public now, too.
Yeah, but they're doing shit, too. I have Rivian stock, and it's terrible.
They laid Daniel off.
Really?
Yeah, Daniel waited for like 6 months to work there. He was trying to get the job for so long, and then they laid him off like 2 months after he got the job.
Oh, no.
Last in, first out.
Yeah.
Yep, FIFO. Wait, that's the exact opposite.
You're thinking of LIFO.
Yeah, LIFO.
Do you guys invest in crypto?
Yes.
I don't invest in shit other than fucking garbage Volkswagens.
No, I don't do crypto.
I've just, once again, I'm terrible with my spending habits, so I just have recurring buys on crypto. And I've had it for like a couple. I have a lot of money now because of that.
Which crypto?
Is there a mutual fund for crypto?
I don't think so.
Why don't we just make that?
Well,
that'd be volatile.
I think you also have to be backed up by the FDIC.
I'm
so
bricked up.
Like, Bitcoin has ETFs now, and I think they're being traded on banks. If I'm not mistaken, but I'm not too sure.
Because we could just make a fund.
Yeah,
a Ponzi scheme.
Or you
just
make an ETF.
Yeah, you just make an ETF.
Yeah. What cryptos do you have, Arvin?
Oh, let's take a look. I don't know if this is interesting. I know I have Bitcoin.
This motherfucker's gonna have Dogecoin or something.
I don't have Dogecoin.
I don't believe you.
I do. Oh, I don't have Dogecoin. I have a different coin. You know, put $130 in and you open your wallet, 2 months later, it's $500.
Here, if you're interested, you can look into that. But yeah, I don't know. It's if I lose money, I lose money. You can always just walk into the ocean.
You wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you're right. It's cold.
I went to Funston, Fort Funston the other day.
Fort Funston?
What the fuck is Fort Funston?
The beach in San Francisco.
There's a... I just know a ocean beach.
Me too.
Yeah.
The one below that.
There's, oh. There's... Okay.
Heading towards Daly City.
Okay.
So it extends to Daly City.
Oh.
Interesting.
So I guess I've driven past it before. I just never knew.
Oh, yeah. I went to Point Reyes for the first time.
Point Reyes is nice.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I really enjoyed it. It's we went to the lighthouse, and
the Need for Speed lighthouse.
That's what that was.
I believe so. Yes.
How did they get down there, in with the car?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it's like a lot of steps.
I could be wrong, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the wrong song. But no, I like. Tomorrow I'm going to the Avenue of Giants. I'm excited. I'm doing this because I have a German exchange worker that I've befriended.
Are those? Is that the Redwoods?
Yes, I believe they're. Yeah.
I've always wanted to do that kind of stuff, but I just...
Dude, you need to just find a German exchange worker.
We just live so close, and she's like, I'll just do it another time.
I'm just talking about that.
Yeah, that's exactly why, like...
Wait, what?
We live in California. There's so many beautiful things to do, right? And so there's no, like, real incentive, because it's like, I can do it some other time. But that time never ends up happening, right? Like, I would have never gone to Point Reyes, realistically speaking, but... This dude's here for 6 months and he wants to explore California. We're like in the same age range. We're like, yo, fuck it. I'll come and do shit with you. So yeah, it's like a very interesting way to, you know, get out and do things.
You ever thought about how if you guys are in the same age range, then it's entirely possible his parents were part of the Nazi party?
Damn.
I think his grandparents might have been.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Those grandparents definitely were.
Yeah.
He's super white. Like blonde hair, blue eyes, kind of.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder why.
Definitely a Nazi.
He's nice.
Cut real quick.
I don't know what's happening with Aaron.
What did you say? Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. This has been Last Call Garage Season 7, Episode 3. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram at Last Call Garage. In the Instagram bio, there's a Discord server. You can join that Discord and talk to us whenever you want. If you don't have Discord, you can shoot us an email at lastcallgarage@gmail.com. Shoot us any topic suggestions, criticisms, anything you want to hear from us, let us know. Go ahead and rate us 5 out of 5 stars anywhere you listen to us. Apple, Spotify, Google Play. I don't know if we're on Google Play. All that shit. Go ahead and listen to us. Rate us 5 out of 5 if you can, please and thank you. And I guess tell your friends at the occasional podcast episodes. Be nice if they could listen. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
Cyclone. Yeah.